Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And by the way, there are clouds of black smoke that are visible over Tripoli right now. There were reports earlier of attacks on the Gaddafi compound itself. So the roller coaster ride in Libya is clearly continuing, with a little over-reporting yesterday, or over-claiming by the rebels as to how much they had taken and who they had taken into custody. Something is happening there today as they continue to roll forward in apparently meaningful ways on the ground. And we will talk about exactly what's happening and what it means, as I said, coming up in a little bit. Hey, New Jersey listeners, we are coming to Montclair a week from today. We're going to do this show live from the Kasser Theater at Montclair State University 1 week from today, 10 a.m., Tuesday, August 30th. Tickets are free, but reservations are required. So go to WNYC.org and click on events for details and reservations. We're going to have Tom Kane, the former governor and former head of the 9/11 Commission. We're going to have our Bob Henley. Didn't you always want to meet Bob Henley? Now's your chance, who does such a great job covering New Jersey. Barista Nets, Debbie Gallant. You read Barista Net. NJ Spotlight's John Mooney and other guests. And we're also collecting on our website in advance of the event reasons that you love your town and don't love your town or city in New Jersey. You can list up to 5 reasons that you love your New Jersey locality and 5 reasons that you don't. Just head over to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show to list some of those and to make your reservation for a free ticket to our show next Tuesday, August 30th, a week from right now, 10 a.m., live at Montclair State University. Hope to see you there. I'm holding in my hands a 125-page report entitled The Draft Energy Report for the State of New Jersey. That sounds exciting, doesn't it? But after the table of contents, there's an extensive glossary. Did you know that a REMI, R-E-M-I, is a renewable energy manufacturing incentive? Or that OEDA stands for the Offshore Wind Economic Development Act? And then you get to the introduction, which reads in part, the purpose of the 2011 Energy Master Plan is to document the Chris Christie administration's strategic vision for the use, management, and development of energy in New Jersey over the next decade. The administration will manage energy in a manner which saves money, stimulates the economy, creates jobs, protects the environment, and mitigates long-term cumulative impacts. Love that one. Mitigates long-term cumulative impacts. Now, that doesn't sound so bad, right? But as you can imagine, the important details are buried within those 125 pages. Environmentalists don't like that the total renewable energy use goal has been reduced from 30% in the Corzine administration to about 22% under Chris Christie. But there are still some things in here, particulars that environmentalists like. Tom Johnson, energy and environment reporter for NJ Spotlight, joins us now. And Tom, business is complaining too, so no one seems to be too happy with what's in those 125 pages, are they?
Well, I think largely the business community, the traditional business community, does endorse the plan because one of its primary objective, at least according to the administration, is lowering sky-high electric cost for businesses here. Parts of the business community are very wary of the plan, particularly the solar energy sector, which has enjoyed unrivaled success over the past 8 years. New Jersey is now second only to California in the number of solar installations.
Now, what does that mean? Does that mean people in New Jersey, despite the weather here compared to California, are using actual solar energy residentially on their homes or commercially on their businesses, second only to California?
Yes, there's more than 8,000 installations, solar installations in New Jersey. But residential, I think, make up less than 20%. The biggest part goes to large commercial facilities, like companies like Johnson & Johnson and other big manufacturers have put huge solar installations on their properties.
Is there a policy reason for that? Is it something that Corzine or those who came before him
did?
Well,
it's happening because New Jersey has developed a program that gives very lucrative incentives to put those solar installations in, which are backed by subsidies that every electric and gas customer pays on their electric bill. And that money, it raises about $300 million a year to fund clean energy and energy efficiency projects.
And Christie is retaining that?
Well, there's some debate about that. Christie has the surcharge, which pays for that, the administration has said they would like to eliminate it and reduce it to a revolving loan fund, which worries clean energy advocates because they don't think the program would be as effective if the subsidy is reduced by a big extent.
And by the way, since we were doing the alphabet soup before, that subsidy is known as the SBC, the
right.
Societal Benefits Charge.
Right. Well, I'm trying to stay away from acronyms because they can
But you got to love them when they use language like mitigates long-term cumulative impacts and societal benefits charge, which, of course, predates the Christie administration.
Well, the irony of that is that master plan, rewriting the master plan took much longer than anticipated, in part because the administration was unhappy with the first draft and complained it wasn't well written.
I think the entire IRS should go to that language and just send people on April 15th their societal benefits charges. Anyway, you reported, oh, and listeners, in New Jersey, if you follow this, are you a New Jersey environmentalist or business owner? Listeners, I'm asking the listeners, inviting people to call in. Anyone may call on Chris Christie's Blueprint for Renewable Energy, 212-433-WNYC. 212-433-9692, or post it to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show as we talk to Tom Johnson, energy and environment reporter for NJ Spotlight. Is this at all a presidential campaign document?
No, I don't believe so, because it does retain aggressive goals for renewable energy. The administration is really gung-ho on developing an offshore wind industry, which the Americans for Prosperity, a right-wing conservative group, has really ridiculed, and they've put out a report saying that it's way too expensive and we should go with conventional types of fuel.
But the headline, as far as I can tell from the report, is that the state has set only a 22% goal or 22.5% goal. That is that 22.5% of all energy used in New Jersey would be renewable energy by the year 2020. Corzine had set a 30% goal. So where does all that reduction in the ambition come?
Well, according to the administration, and many others would agree, the 30% goal was very aggressive and very unlikely that we would achieve that by 2020. The administration argues the 30% goal was aspirational, that they hoped to do it, but they never changed. They argue they retained the 22.5 RPS renewable portfolio standard target that has been set by legislation and has never changed.
What's the percentage that comes from renewables now, and how does that compare nationally?
Well, it's about 2%.
Two?
Yes.
So they're going to try to go from 2 to 22 between now and 2020?
Yes. It's a highly aggressive goal, even then.
And nationally, is it about 2% from renewables?
I'm not sure what it is nationally, but I guess it's probably a little bit below that, though some states might be above that range. Texas, for instance, has the biggest wind energy sector in the country.
And proponents of the plan say fossil fuels are cheaper at least today, than renewables. And since New Jersey has the sixth highest energy costs in the country, it's important to keep prices low, especially during a recession. Is that the basic thinking of the Christie administration?
Well, you're right. Prices are high. They're sixth highest in the nation. They want to try to reduce that, and their primary means of doing that is to give more ratepayers subsidies to build three new natural gas-fired power plants in New Jersey, which they think will bring down cost beyond the subsidies that ratepayers give the developers.
Where does that number come from, by the way? I have that in front of me as New Jersey having the sixth highest energy costs in the country. But I don't have a source.
From the U.S., the Energy Information Administration, which is an arm of the U.S. Department of Energy.
Andy in Boonton, you're on WNYC. Andy, thanks for calling.
Hey, thank you, Brian. I live in Boonton, which is in about the center of Morris County. And I know that during the last couple of years, there was a move by PSE&G to put in, I think they were like basically high-tension power lines that were three times taller than what we standardly imagine, and they were going to increase the volume of energy that was transmitted over that. And so there was this sort of groundroots movement to block that, because then information came out. I don't know if it was due to the recession or just increased energy amenities around the house. Energy use in New Jersey, the delivery zone had actually dropped. And so there's been this pushback and forth. And I was curious if this report that came out said anything about this. I believe the energy was going to come in from Pennsylvania and move through this this particular area.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. And Tom, I guess this ties into a larger question of infrastructure, right? The state gas and electric companies say their transmission lines need renovation, regardless of whether the energy is coming from wind, solar, or elsewhere. So how bad is the infrastructure problem, and how does that relate to Andy's question?
Well, the plan says the infrastructure problem is one of the root causes of the high cost of energy in New Jersey. And that proposed project that Andy mentioned, it would lower energy costs by reducing congestion on the power grid if it is completed. But it's been tied up in a dispute, as he mentioned, and it's under review by the National Park Service, which part of the line has to go through the Delaware Water Gap, which is
nationally protected.
Right, and it's environmentalists oppose it very strenuously.
Craig,
but,
and
the administration does say upgrading the transmission system and natural gas system is a key priority.
By the way, nationally, the U.S. Energy Information Administration, we just looked this up, says that nationally renewable energy accounts for 11% of the domestically produced electricity in the United States. So that's not consumption, that's production. So I don't know if that 2% figure in New Jersey for how much renewables are used puts New Jersey way, way back nationally, or if those are two different things. But Craig in Piscataway, you're on WNYC. Hi, Craig.
Hi, Brian. I wanted to mention that I think in some ways New Jersey's clean energy program has been almost too successful. The price for SREC has dropped from $650 in the past year now to $274. So the break-even point, the time to break even for the cost of my residential solar system is just about doubled.
So explain that a little more. When you say is it that the subsidy is going up? Explain it again.
It cost me $30,000 to put a rooftop solar system on my house.
Right.
And every megawatt of hour of energy you generate what's called a sustainable renewable energy credit, an SREC. The power companies are required to buy these on an open market because they fulfill their legislated obligation to generate a certain percentage of clean energy. So they have a market. They buy these, and you're able to sell them on an open market. They were selling for about $650 last year or so, and now they're down to $274 because of all of these large industrial commercial installations that have since gone online and flooded the market with these SRECs. So they've really diluted the market, and supply has gone up, so the demand has remained the same.
Interesting.
So the price has dropped by more than half. So
thank you very much. I have to go because we're out of time, but Craig, thank you. That was really interesting. One more stat from the government. U.S. renewable energy consumption is about 7% nationally, 2% in New Jersey, projected to be 12% nationally by 2020. Tom Johnson from NJ Spotlight, 20 seconds. Is this a done deal, or is there now a public comment period?
There's one more public hearing, but this is going to be debated in the legislature, and the legislature may weigh in on this and make their own recommendations.
All right. So contact your legislature if you're interested in New Jersey energy policy. Tom Johnson, reporter for NJ Spotlight, thank you very much. We have a link to the Christie administration report on our site, wnyc.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Thanks, Tom.